If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can't see what God is trying to show you. You can't taste the life that God wants to have for you. You can't have the true experience that God had for you. Because every apparatus through which I have this human experience is clogged up, is tainted, and full of toxins.
Literally, they're saying black men are dying not because of nothing crazy, it's because we didn't take care of our guts.
Yeah. Probably not every morning, but at least every other morning. And they're also really good for high blood pressure as well, just the leads by themselves.
Respectfully, oh, hell no. I need to call Dr. Bobby.
So I just think we got to get back to so many different things, but especially changing how we think around health and healing.
Yes, sir.
Changing how we eat, changing how we live, changing how we respect and love each other. So the greatest form of wealth that we can give our children is first making sure before we have children that we get.
Yo, what's going on, fam? Welcome back to the show. It is your boy, Anthony O'Neill, here at the table. And today we have a special guest in the building. He's back. Last year, he kind of shifted my whole appetite for like 24 hours. I mean, he said, hey, salmon, you can't eat salmon. That video went viral. I mean, I think it hit like 10 million views. Yeah. And I asked my brother to come back because there's so many things that's going on. And the reason why I asked him to come back is because I was reading this article. And this article kind of scared me. And the reason why it scared me is because, you know, I'm turning 40 here in the next couple of weeks. And as I'm getting older, I am maturing. I am evolving as a man. And I'm really even taking my health even better. Because this article said, you guys, that the average person above 50 years old is going to need about $350,000 just for medical expenses. Not for anything else. Just for our health, we are going to need $350,000 to keep us living longer. When I went deeper into the study, it was talking about men, because I am a man. It was talking about men. Gut is one of the main issues with men. When I looked at that article and I went in the mirror and I just relaxed, I saw this gut and I said respectfully, oh, hell no. I need to call Dr. Bobby. And y'all, I'm about to, as a matter of fact, let's bring him up right now. Because Bobby, remember when I text you, I said, bro, I need your thing.
Your detox.
The detox. That's why. Because I read that article and I was like, oh, hell no, nah, I'm not dying. Because like literally they're saying black men are dying not because of nothing crazy. It's because we didn't take care of our guts.
Yeah.
We were eating the wrong things. We weren't cleaning out our stuff. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. I text you, said, bro, I need your cleanse.
Yeah.
I did that thing and I dropped. Now, respectfully, I hate you. Your cleanse, it is nasty.
Okay.
But it works.
Tastes like results.
Bro, there you go. It tastes like results. But that first 2-3 days, it was rough.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, and I say this all the time, your health and your death begins in your gut. Because if you start to think about some of the top killers of people, like the top, you know, leading causes of death, cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
Gut.
Yep.
You know, when you think about diabetes.
Yep.
Gut.
Yep.
When you think about, in our community, colorectal cancer.
Mm.
Which we get it at 40% higher risk.
Yeah.
And we're 3 times more likely to die from it.
Yeah.
So when you start to think about it, especially for our community, mm-hmm. it's the gut.
Yeah.
You know, and so a lot of times when I'm talking to people, they wanna talk about the foot. They wanna talk about what's going on in their brain, when it's brain fog, maybe it's headaches, whatever it may be. The unfortunate thing is it always ends and begins in the gut. And so you really do have to take care of your gut, because when you start to think about the African-American diet.
Yeah, man.
It is a prescription for gut dysbiosis, which is, you know, the opposite of having a healthy gut.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Now, what are some practical things? Because, you know, for those of y'all don't know, this is what Dr. Bobby does. He is, what exactly are you getting? You're not a vegan. You are a...
My thing is that, so that I always have to give a little expanded definition is, I don't like to call myself a vegan, because at the end of the day, veganism is really about the protection of animal and abstaining from animal-based products.
Okay.
It doesn't put enough emphasis on the importance of eating healthy things.
Come on.
So as a result of that, you've seen all of these vegan products being created.
Yeah.
You know, all type of fake meat and cheese and ice cream. And so people have geared and pushed towards that direction.
Right.
To find a replacement. But that's a transition. You got to go to real food. And so I eat real food that's plant-based.
Okay.
And so I stay away from processed foods. I don't eat any animal products. It's been that way now for about 13 years.
Wow.
And so I don't really have a label for myself.
So give me an example of that, bro, because when you was at the house last time, bro, you literally ate the salad like it was some French fries.
Yeah.
And you was just chewing that thing. I'm like, this dude is eating salad with his hands.
Yeah.
No dressing on it, nothing on it.
Yeah.
Just straight hand food.
Yeah. See, my again, my taste buds are different.
Yeah.
See, most people's taste buds are immature.
Yeah.
So they don't use the taste bud for bitterness. They don't use the taste buds for other things that are triggering the body to release digestive enzymes.
Yeah.
That are triggering the body to say, hey, there's nutrients coming into the body.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are more familiar with salty, crunchy, sugary, creamy.
That's me.
You see what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie.
So I can eat real food and it doesn't have to be doubled up.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
When you eat food that isn't, like for instance, if you eat a Pop-Tart, if you take away the sugar, it tastes like cardboard. You see what I'm saying?
Nice.
So you have to devil it up with a whole bunch of sugar, a whole bunch of oils, things of that nature. And so, you know, my diet consists of, like, I'll give you for instance, I don't start the day off eating that much.
Right.
So I don't eat that much. I drink a lot of water. So I'm basically cleansing my body by drinking a lot of water to start off my day.
Okay.
And then the first things I'm eating.
When you say drink a lot of water, like for an example, what would you say, like a cup or two?
I would say like eat somewhere between a half a liter and a liter.
Are you serious? In the morning?
In the morning. Like, just think about it. Like if you have like a dam where they create these hydroelectric plants that create energy for an entire city.
Facts.
It's based on water. So if I drop a toaster in a bathtub that's plugged up, that's electrocution because water conducts electricity. So the first thing you want to do is cleanse and electrify your body, and that's what water can do for you. I mean, we're 70% water, so the first thing I'm going to do is make sure I wash my body up.
Okay.
That's right. Why I've been sleeping at night. My body's been repairing.
Okay.
And what's the first thing you do when you wake up?
Use the bathroom.
Use the bathroom because your body's been getting rid of the waste.
Yes.
And so you want to put water in your body to help that process.
Yes.
So that's the first thing I do.
Okay.
Now, if I go do a workout, when I come back, I'm going to have some form of plant-based protein.
Okay.
For me, that could be a number of things. That could be some nuts,
okay,
like walnuts.
Yeah.
That could be a smoothie with some hemp seed in it. It could be a number of things. The way I do it, the reason why I do it that way is because if I want to grow muscle, the first thing I want to feed my body, especially after a fasted workout, is protein.
Yes, sir.
So it really depends. But on most days, I'm actually having fruit in the morning.
Fruit when you're not working out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'd be the first thing I eat because usually I don't eat until like 12 or 1 o'clock.
And you follow the sun.
Yeah. So I eat based on the circadian rhythm, meaning like, all right, so the first thing the body is doing when it wakes up, if we just talked about it, is elimination.
Right.
So we're in the elimination phase.
Okay.
All right. And then the sun just came up.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to go in the flow of the body. I want to help it eliminate more.
So true.
Get rid of the waste.
Yes, sir.
And then I want to expose myself to the sun because if you get sun between 8 and 9:30 in the morning or in the morning when the sun rises, the good thing is it triggers the body in its circadian rhythm to release melatonin 12 hours later, which will help you go to sleep better. Make sense? So at the peak of the sun, noon, 1, that's when I want to eat.
Got it.
So again, eating with the sun. At the peak, that's when I eat because now, because I'm in circadian rhythm with the sun, because our bodies are locked in with how the sun moves throughout the day.
True.
Now my body's going to digest that easier. That's why lunch is the most, the meal that digests the easiest.
Yes.
And then toward the end of the day, I have my lighter meal.
Mm.
And so that's how I kind of eat throughout the day.
You know, that's so funny is the way you're breaking this all down. It's starting to make sense because, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just flowing with what you're saying. For me to have healthy grass in the mornings, the grass needs to be watered first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So that way the sun can get it into the system and it just feeds it and fuels it. And it also, from what I was even told by my person, it even helps the sun, I mean, the grass get rid of the things that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, and it doesn't dry it out.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? That's the last thing you want. Dehydration is literally a state of emergency.
Oh my God.
So a lot of times when people got headaches, when people feel hungry, really what they are is dehydrated.
Dehydrated.
Yeah.
Are you tired of feeling stuck in a job that no longer excites you? Dreaming of a career that not only challenges you, but always rewards you handsomely? Let's turn that dream into reality with Yellowtail Tech. Even if the tech world seems out of reach due to a lack of background or degree, we've got you covered. In just 6 months, Yellowtail Tech can transform you from zero to tech hero. That's right, ensuring you're not just job ready, but in demand. What's our secret? A world-class education delivered by industry-certified professionals who are not just teachers, but leaders in their field. They bring real-world experience into the classroom, ensuring you learn not just the theory, but how it's applied in the tech world today. But we don't stop just there. With Yellowtail Tech, you'll earn certifications in cutting-edge technologies like AWS, making your resume stand out. Plus, our apprenticeship program gives you the hands-on experience employers are looking for, ensuring you're not just ready to enter the tech field, but excel in it. And here's the best part. Our dedicated job search coaching is designed to help you land a lucrative job fast. I want you to say goodbye to dead-end positions and hello to fulfilling, well-paid career in technology. Are you ready to make that leap? I want you to visit anthonyoneal.com/yellowtail to learn more about how Yellowtail Tech can help you achieve your career dreams. Don't wait to start building a future you're excited about. Your tech career begins right now. Visit anthonyoneal.com/yellowtail.
I want to ask you this question. There's another question I want to ask you because I heard about this drug that I hear a lot of people are using and it's super expensive. And I'm seeing people who don't have the money are finding the money for that. And I'm going to talk about that because it's becoming popular. But your lifestyle, can you do it on a budget? Like, can you eat your way and it not be expensive?
If you don't eat junk food, see, if you go out and buy the vegan ice cream, which is like $12, and then you go out and buy whatever the burger is that's a vegan burger, again, expensive. Now, if you're eating, you know, let's say a meal for me will be chickpeas and quinoa, okay?
That's a meal, bro?
No, I'm not finished.
Okay.
Chickpeas, quinoa, a salad, and my salad's got a lot in it.
Okay.
So I got arugula in there. I got, you know.
But no dressing?
No, I use dressing, but I make my own dressing.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I may make a dressing with some tahini.
Okay.
A little bit of agave.
Okay.
Add in some, you know, like some peppers. Mm-hmm. Now I got a dressing.
Yes, sir.
Add in a little bit of oil. Boom. That's my dressing. So I make my own dressing.
Okay.
Because most dressing have a lot of sugar in it.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? If you look on the side, you'll see it's a lot of sugar and a lot of unhealthy fat like canola oil.
I have seen canola oil.
See what I'm saying? So, like, I don't want that inflammatory oil in my diet. So I make my own dressing. So I got a salad there.
Okay.
I may take some mushrooms, like some lion's mane mushrooms.
Yeah.
Which, when you cook those, they're more like a steak.
Wow.
Or I may take some oyster mushrooms.
Yeah.
Which, when you cook those, they're more like chicken.
Yeah.
And so, like, people always ask me, like, well, if you're eating plant-based, why you need to eat things that sound like, you know, stuff I eat?
Yeah.
No, it's all about texture. And then most importantly, it's all about health.
Yes, sir.
Because the thing about mushrooms is that they're healthy for our bodies.
Okay.
As opposed to eating something that potentially has hormones in it.
Yeah.
That's been fed genetically modified soy and corn, which is not supposed to eat in the first place. You know, and as a result, it's been sitting in this freezer for 2 or 3 years. We don't know how long. So my thing is, like, I try to incorporate everything I need on that plate. I got some quinoa, I got some chickpeas, I got a salad, I got some mushrooms on there. I'm good to go. So
that's not expensive when I hear you say all this stuff. If you buy it in bulks, because, I mean, you're not eating it every single day, but you probably eat that once or twice a week, though, right?
Yeah. So I buy a 25-pound bag of quinoa.
Okay.
I buy the same either 25 or 50 pound bag of chickpeas.
Yeah.
That's going to last me a while. Oh, that 25-pound bag will probably cost me $100, but it'll last me probably a year or half a year. So I think it's important for people to understand that, yes, when you're going to the supermarket and buying products, it's going to be expensive. But when you're buying your food fresh, it's a totally different budget.
I'm gonna be real. I don't know if I can get to Dr. Bob's level, but I gotta get close to it.
Yes, and it really what it is I say add before you subtract.
Okay.
And what that means is start to add in healthy food.
Before subtracting the
food. Yeah, because for a lot of people, it's like having a funeral every time they take away a food that they love.
Yes.
And so that could be frustrating.
Oh, it was frustrating.
That could be,
you know, that take it all away on your cleanse.
Yeah, so like that's the thing. And so what you do is you have to add before you subtract.
Yes, sir. I like that.
And then what you do is as you're adding all of these healthy foods in, you find some healthy replacements.
Yes, sir.
Now you start to think to yourself, well, this is
not bad.
This is not bad. What's the difference between the two? And I'm getting more health.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about the consequences of eating this food. Now we're on a better sort of path in terms of like having a healthier lifestyle. And it's not just a diet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. When I was on your fast, man, I think the first 3 days was rough. After that, like the next week, man, I was like, dang, why do I feel like I have more energy?
Yeah.
Like, why do I feel like I'm lighter on my feet?
Yep.
I was like, this is not bad.
Yeah.
And then I went back to eating.
And you know why people do that? It's addiction.
Yeah.
You got to think, any other thing we do that, we would call it addiction.
Absolutely.
If it was coffee and we tried to stop and we knew we need to stop and then we started drinking, we would say, all right, I'm addicted to coffee. Yep. If it was cigarettes, we would call it addiction. If it was cocaine, we would call it addiction. Yep. But food is a socially accepted addiction.
It is.
Nobody will mar you about the foods that you're eating.
Yeah.
But what they're not telling you is that the reason why you're so addicted to the food is because they put baked addiction into the ingredients. And most of the foods that people are eating, they're not whole foods. They're foods in box, bag, cans, jars, et cetera.
Yeah.
And when you look on the label and look at what's in the food, you don't understand all of that chemistry. When you read it, you know it's chemistry.
Absolutely.
But you don't know what it is.
Yes, sir.
And most of that is to make the food stay looking a certain kind of way, color and texture.
Facts.
Because otherwise, it will break down. Just think, if I put a tomato right here on the desk.
Yes, sir.
And we waited a week.
Oh,
you would see mold on the tomato.
Absolutely. Okay. And on the desk.
Right. But all of a sudden, this thing that comes out of a box, bag, can, jar, it could just sit there for 2 years. That's not magic. That's chemistry. And that's the chemistry that is slowly but surely taking away minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years of our life. And that's also what's making us so overweight as well, too. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of that chemistry, which is really toxins, the body puts all of that chemistry in fat. And the more chemistry you put in you, the more the body will hold on and create fat.
Mm.
Because the fat is a way that we protect ourselves away from the chemistry. Otherwise, if that chemistry was getting inside of the cells, getting inside of the tissues, we would rapidly decline. And so as we're increasing this amount of fat, especially around the waist, which is the most dangerous fat, it's storing away all these toxins. And that's what makes it also very difficult for us to lose weight. Because as we try to burn the fat, the body knows that you're going to be releasing all these toxins into the bloodstream. It can't have that. So this is why people can work out and work out and work out and work out.
And not lose any weight. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? But then when you're on the detox, what happens is now all of these elimination pathways are open.
Yeah.
Now your bowels are open.
Yeah.
Now you're having bowel movement.
I sure was.
Yes. You're urinating.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out through the skin. You may have a breakout.
I had a breakout.
Yeah. So you see what I'm saying? Now all the elimination paths are open. Now it knocks on the door and says, hey, we got room to get rid of this fat. Let's get rid of this fat. So then that's why you start to burn the fat. And when you think about it, just think about it for a second. Here in the U.S., in the 1950s, the obese population was 5%.
Yeah.
Today, obese, 43%. And if we include obese and overweight, it's 75%.
What?
Yeah, 43% obese. Overweight and obese is 75%, and it's worse in our community. So you start to understand why we're so sick and then why we're so overweight as well, too. It starts to make sense when you start to look at the fact that 67% of our diet is ultra-processed food, food that's in box, bag, cans, and jars that we've fallen in love with, that we have at our family gatherings, that we make our mac and cheese with, but there's no cheese in the mac and cheese box. And so we start to understand very quickly how all of this is tying in and how all these systems are feeding each other. A food system is making you overweight and sick. It's feeding healthcare. It's feeding the drug companies. You understand? It's making your insurance higher. All of these things are feeding a system, just like this. And it doesn't just start with you as an adult. It starts with our children. Because the vast majority of the marketing is for our children.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they're being indoctrinated at a very early age, which goes into helping you understand why there's so much ADHD.
Yeah.
When you start to think about how yellow number 5 and red number 40 create issues in the brain.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? When you start to think about something like monosodium glutamate that causes you to be addicted and eat so much that you don't even have any restriction or any inhibition to say, all right, it's time to stop eating.
Wow.
So this is why also we have childhood obesity rates through the roof.
Wow.
This is why we're starting to see children have early puberty.
Yes, sir.
Now, puberty today for a little girl, compared to what it was for somebody in the 1950s, it might have been like age 13, 14
Fact.
In 1950. In the 1800s, it was 16, 17.
Facts.
Today, we're seeing little girls as young as age 7 having breasts and starting to have a menses. So we're seeing the writing on the wall, but what happens every time is they're making something that is common normal. But just because it's common doesn't mean that it's normal. And so that's one of the reasons why you're seeing this drug, Ozempic.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Go through the roof.
With summer here, our routine changes and so does our spending habits. Whether it's vacation, outdoor events, concerts, you name it, or even just enjoying the nice weather, it's easy to find ourselves spending a bit more during this season. But summer doesn't have to mean financial stress. In fact, it's a great time to really take advantage of this time. Here's some things, some amazing things my friends over at Chime are offering right now. If you get their checking account, you're going to get an early payday. You'll get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Check this out, ATM access. Now, this is not your regular ATM access. This is you utilizing over 60,000 free ATMs, more than the top three national banks combined. And these are all easily located with inside the Chime app. You can send and receive money with Chime. You can send money to anyone, anywhere, Chime users or not, and withdraw your cash without any fees. Listen, I need you to go over and check out my friends at chime.com/TTAO today. Open you up a checking account and I promise you, you will thank me later. Again, that's chime.com/TTAO. All right, let's get back to today's show. You were talking about it offline. I remembered vaguely. I was like, yo, wait a minute. I have a friend who has a friend, we're not friends, who did it. And it is expensive. Like people are finding money to get it and they're dropping weight. And I mean, they're dropping weight quick.
Yeah.
And anything that goes away quick, I get scared of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know nothing about this drug. I really want you to break this down because if I'm not mistaken, isn't it around like $1,000 to $1,500 a month or bi-monthly or something like that?
Yeah, it could be between $1,300 and $1,700 a month.
And is it a pill?
No, so you have Ozempic.
Okay.
And then you have Wegovy.
Ozempic and Wegovy.
Okay. Ozempic was never really approved for weight loss. It's a GLP-1 agonist and it was approved for diabetes. That was the whole point of the drug. But what they saw was people was having this huge weight loss, okay? And so now you have all these diabetics who were trying to get on the drug for the purposes of helping their blood sugar and their insulin issues. Now they can't even get the drug because it's selling out. There was stars like Elon Musk and other actors who were taking the drug and they made it very popular. Now here's the caveat.
Okay.
It works in terms of losing weight.
Okay.
But the thing is, it's not free. You got to understand that there's a lot of things that people are paying for. And a lot of times, a lot of symptoms get masked as this is something going on with your gut. I'll give you for instance.
Okay.
When it comes to this drug, Ozempic.
Yeah.
50% of people have nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. That's 50% of people who
50%? Take
50% of people. Okay. The other side effects that aren't talked about enough is gastroparesis, which is a paralysis of the stomach.
Oh my.
Where your stomach doesn't empty anymore.
Oh.
They found in a study that it was an increased risk of 367% when it came to taking this drug. Another side effect is bowel obstruction, meaning your bowels become obstructed. They found that there was an increased risk of 422% when it came to bowel obstruction. But that's not it. Also, pancreatitis, which is inflammation of the pancreas. But this also leads to diabetes. And you got to remember, the whole purpose of the drug initially was for what? Diabetes.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you're getting pancreatitis that's affecting your diabetes. But that pancreatitis can also be fatal as well, too. they saw increased risk of 900% with pancreatitis taking this drug. And so what people don't understand is that there's a cost to pay. And not only that, check this out, brother. Most people don't know that you have to take this drug. You can't stop taking it. Once you stop taking it, the weight comes back.
Wait. Hold the... I was almost about to cuss. You trying to tell me if I'm spending $16,000 a year for a whole year, I lose 60 pounds?
Yeah, but which is possible. Very possible.
I lose 60 pounds. I go through some of that side effects that you just said. I'm going to go through something.
Which are really effects.
Effects. I'm going to get the weight back after wasting that money, having some effects, get the weight back. And if I'm not mistaken, you're the professional here. You're the expert. Some of those effects stay with you, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Permanent.
Oh.
Not only that. So you gain back 65% of the weight. Now, here's the really scary thing. Almost 40 to 50% of the weight that you did lose,
mm-hmm.
or lose, was muscle.
No, bro. I'm losing fat.
So half of the weight you're losing is muscle. And here's what's really important about that.
Oh, shoot, man.
You need your muscle because all of the blood, the sugar that's in the blood is being escorted into the muscle.
Yes, sir.
By the insulin.
Yeah.
So as you're losing more muscle, guess what? Your body composition means you're getting fatter, even though you're getting thinner. I call it tofu. Thin on the outside, fat on the inside. Okay. So people are actually getting unhealthy, as opposed to if you shift your lifestyle, you start exercising, doing all the natural doctors, I call them.
Yeah.
You're getting not only the benefits of the weight loss, but you're losing the right kind of weight. You're not only losing the right kind of weight in the sense of adipose tissue or fat tissue, but you're also losing waste from the body, stuff that you don't need, which is hugely important. And a lot of people just don't understand that there are no shortcuts to health.
Yes, sir.
There's no shortcuts.
Yes, sir.
And there's no drug without a side effect.
Yes, sir.
And the unfortunate thing, the company Novo Nordisk that created the drug, I don't even think in their country, which I believe is Sweden, I don't even think you can use it in that country.
Wow.
So it's hugely important as they're creating studies to approve this for 6-year-olds. It's important for people to understand this whole background of what the drug is really about and how people can ultimately make themselves even sicker as a result of taking it.
Bobby, did you just say they're trying to get this drug approved for children?
Yeah, for 6-year-olds. They're doing studies right now. So it's important because we do have children who are overweight and children that need to lose weight.
But that's not...
But at the end of the day, you got to think about if you go into public schools and you look at their lunches.
Come on, man. I'll just buy that.
It looks like the same lunch a prisoner would get. It looks like the same lunch that if you're in a hospital, you would get.
Come on now.
And that's the same food that's creating the condition in the first place. That's why I say it's a violent loop that we're in. We're not in healthcare. We're in sick care. And people just don't understand how important it is that we start to become the captains of our own health.
When you are, and thank you for this education. Every time Bobby gets on my show, y'all, my stomach just be like, what the heck are we doing? But we need this conversation, man, because here on this platform, it's all about how can we get out of debt and how can we build wealth?
Yeah.
Well, we can't build wealth if we're sick and we're always in a hospital.
Never.
We can't build wealth if we're dying early because we didn't take care of and spend money in the right places for our health.
Right.
We have people who are watching this show right now, Doc, and they're saying, okay, wait, I'm 30, I'm 40, but I got a kid.
Yeah.
How can they get their kids starting differently than where they are today? Like, what are some practical steps? Like, if you had a son or daughter, or no, because we already know what you would do because you're already living it. What would you tell me? Someone who doesn't eat like you, someone who's still going to get salmon. I've let go of red meat.
Okay.
I have let go of red meat since I've talked to you, and I feel better, but I still give me some good salmon. But I'm going to try and get off of that eventually.
Yeah.
But how can I start my child, who's only 5 or 3, off
in a healthier direction than me? What are some good places I could start?
Well, the most important thing is understanding it's a mentality first.
Okay.
Because you can't shift your child if you don't shift your own life.
That's true.
And I tell people the highest form of wealth building is your health.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's how we create true generational health. I tell people while we're building businesses and we're building generational wealth, we have to understand that the greatest form of wealth is our health.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, when we think about our health is comprised of what we eat, how we live, and how we view ourselves, and how we expose ourselves to the environment.
Yeah.
These are things that we can control.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to know at the end of the day, the first thing that we give our children is our genetics, which we, as I just explained, genetics are like light switches. They can be turned on and off. Cancer can be turned on and off. And so it depends on how we eat, how we live, how we view ourselves, how we treat ourselves. But the second thing that we give our children are our habits.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So the greatest form of wealth that we can give our children is first making sure before we have children that we get ourselves together.
That's good.
So that our genetics will be in a line so that they won't have to live with, you know, possibly having an increased risk for diabetes, hypertension, et cetera. The second thing is we have to make sure our habits are in alignment. You can't tell your child to drink a smoothie when you don't drink a smoothie. You can't tell them to eat their salad when you don't eat a salad.
Oh, man.
So it's so important for us to first get ourselves in alignment because this is the greatest form of wealth that we could ever give anything.
Yes, sir.
I tell people that the highest version of us is the healthiest version of us.
Yeah.
That version of us is attached to all of the divine things that we are to inherit here in life.
Yes, sir.
It's attached to how we build wealth. It's attached to the person that we attract. It's attached to all those things. So it's important for us to get in alignment with those things because at the end of the day, we should be eating God's food.
Yes, sir.
Divine food, not food that is a false idol or a false image of a food, which is processed food.
Yes, sir.
And so we have to first embrace a healthy lifestyle and then share that with our children.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult because they're going to be just as addicted to the food as you are.
Yeah.
But you can implement things like a nice taste.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill, and I want to talk to my small business owners real quick. Did you know that the right apparel can be a game changer for your brand? Think about it. When you say a certain color polo, don't you immediately think of a specific brand? That's the power of branded apparel. If you want to energize your brand and unite your team, look no further than Lands End Outfitters. For more than 30 years, Lands End Outfitters has partnered with some of the world's top brands to outfit thousands of employees in quality, comfortable, and stylish apparel. And the best part? They make it incredibly easy. You get top quality apparel featuring your logo and business colors, all right there designed by their award-winning team. Imagine your logo expertly recreated on t-shirts, outerwear, and business attire that's a cut above the rest. This isn't just clothing, it's confidence in fabric form. Lands End Outfitters offers branded apparel that's anything but routine, tailored to fit everybody's type, making people feel good about what they're wearing. Need support? Their expert outfitters are just an email, chat, or phone call away. Whether you have 5 employees or 500, every business is treated like a VIP, and I've personally experienced that. In setting up an online store for your team, Lands End has got you covered. No more worrying about inventory. So, are you ready to see why thousands of brands count on Lands End Outfitters? Visit business.landsend.com/TTAO and use promo code TTAO for 20% off your order. That's business.landsend.com/TTAO. Promo code is TTAO for 20% off your order. Now, trust me, you don't want to miss out on this opportunity to elevate your brand.
Smoothie. Mm-hmm. You can implement nice fruits. As you know, I own a tropical fruit farm. So getting those different kind of fruits that hit different types of taste buds.
Yeah.
Those are things that you can do.
You know, I was reading this book, and it teaches you there's three ways that wealthy people are passing down wealth. One is relationship capital. The second way is knowledge capital. Then the third one is financial, the money capital.
Yeah.
What I hear you saying is, if we're going to build wealth and pass down wealth, we got to pass down knowledge.
Yeah.
And educate our young people on, hey, this is the information that you need to know, and pass this down to your kids. And if we can get on Dr. Bobby's level now, our grandchildren, they won't know anything else.
They won't know anything. As a matter of fact, that Pop-Tart will taste like cardboard.
Absolutely.
But won't want it. And that's what we got to get to. Like, we got to realize we're addicted to the foods. There's a reason why certain restaurants are in our neighborhoods and not in other neighborhoods.
Nah, facts.
You understand? There's a reason why we have certain foods at our cookouts that nobody else has there. So it's important for us to embrace that there's things that are in our culture that we need to shift.
Yeah.
You know, like the way that great-grandmother grew up versus how we're living today is totally different.
Absolutely.
You can't say how she ate, you can eat that way. For 50 years, right, she was eating organic, right, everything, because nothing was GMO. There was no organic section in the grocery store. So she ate that way for 50 years and built her body on that. But what did our kids grow up on?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yep.
Hot Takis. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you're starting your life, like, and the unfortunate thing is not culture for us to breastfeed anymore. Yeah. Yeah. That's how we give our children immunity.
Yeah.
It's passed through the breast milk. Yeah. Even how doctors are doing labor. Mm. They're scheduling you for a C-section before you even go into labor.
Why is that though? I mean, is natural labor, is that healthier than C-section?
Absolutely. When you pass through the womb, you're literally getting a swab of the microbiome, which feeds the baby's immune system. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You don't get that when you don't go through the womb.
Wow.
And guess what? A C-section is a surgery. It's not a natural birth. It's a different charge for those two. Now, I'm not saying that doctors are exclusively doing it so they can charge for the service. But what I'm saying is, it's our culture now.
Okay.
Like, it's common. It's so common that we think it's normal. But there's so many benefits to us doing everything the natural way. And so we should be preparing ourselves. We should be preparing our wives.
Yeah.
Our wives should be preparing themselves to make sure they can have a natural birth.
You know, my sister, man, has four kids.
Yeah.
She did a natural birth. No pain medicine, no nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, she did it in her house. She's
That's like, how it's supposed to be
that,
done.
That pain, I want to do it in my home.
Yeah.
And no nothing.
Yeah.
I want to push. And she said it is hard, but she said what you said though, which is so interesting. She said, but my body did it.
Yes.
And I was like, wow. And to this day, I laugh at my nieces and nephews because they have some medical stuff. They're allergic to certain things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my little niece, she can't have a lot of things. I remember one time I gave her, she said, can she have something to drink? I gave her some Sprite.
Okay.
Hated the taste of it.
Yeah.
She only wants water.
Yeah.
To this day.
A lot of the things kids are allergic to because they're not supposed to have it in the first place.
I'm seeing.
So it's important to know and understand that. And I just think we got to get back to a space as, you know, the leaders of this new generation, where as men, we're fostering everything so our wives can feel protected and feel open enough to have a childbirth like that.
Yeah.
But also just think to a point of, what is it like for a child to be birthed in a home where it's like not all these bright lights instruments clamping down on you and anesthesia running through your mother's blood and going into the placenta.
Yeah.
It is a totally different environment to come into this world into.
Wow.
So I just think we got to get back to so many different things, but especially changing how we think around health and healing.
Yes, sir.
Changing how we eat.
Yeah.
Changing how we live, changing how we respect and love each other, but also changing how we view rearing and raising our kids as well, too.
You know, Dr. Bobby, man, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, man. You come in here and you just screw up my hair for like 24 hours. Because I was like, Lord Jesus, I got to do better. But I seriously have to do better.
Absolutely. You know, we need you, bro.
Yeah, I'm at an age where I have to. My future wife, who I haven't met yet, needs me. If I have kids, need me. And I want to be here.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that when it's my time to pass, it was my time. It wasn't because I was lazy on making the decisions to do better.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us watching this today, there are a lot of opportunities that we can get. And I think there's so much more wealth out there. There's so much more opportunities out there. There's so much more we can do. But are we taking care of our health?
Yeah.
And
our greatest asset.
That's our greatest asset.
Yep.
Our health. It's like, if we could take care of that, and I promise you, man, when I read that article and went to the bathroom into my full length mirror and I turned to the side, I took a deep breath and I just let it all go and hang.
Yeah.
I was disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
I was like, because I work out.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is not because of me not working out. This is because of what I'm eating.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, no workout can overcome the fork and the spoon, bro.
That's it, bro.
No workout can overcome that. And yes, there are many benefits to exercising and staying consistent in it.
Yeah.
But nothing can overcome what you do with your fork and spoon.
But what do they say? 80% of it is in what you eat. 20% of it is in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so funny. I was talking to one of my yard guys and he was like, yeah, order this. He said, order this block. I said, well, they can cut it. He was like, no. They can cut it into blocks. We got to go in there and shape it.
Yeah.
And I use that analogy. It's like, wow. The gym can only shape what you put inside of your body.
Yep.
So it was like, if I'm not putting in good stuff for the gym to shape and to fine tune, that's why I'm not losing it.
Yes, sir.
So it was like, if I want to see more definition on the outside, I got to put something to define on the inside.
Yes, indeed. You got to put
okay.
Premium fuel. You're a Bentley. If you put regular gas in a Bentley, you will ruin the car.
I have to take it to the shop and have surgery.
So my point is that, what are you using to build this pyramid that we call the vessel for this divine soul? What are you using? Are you using cardboard?
Yeah.
You know, are you using paper mache?
Ooh.
Are you using bricks? Because every 2 weeks, we can get a new lining in our stomach. Okay? Every 120 days, we can get a new blood supply. You can lose up to 2/3 of your liver and it can regenerate itself. Okay? But you can't do any of that if you're putting ultra-processed food, which is 67% of the standard American diet. You understand? So it's hugely important for us to really look at it that way. Like, look at yourself like you're a spaceship. And you can't use regular gas in a spaceship.
Can't. They can't even use premium on a spaceship. There's a certain kind of gas.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That goes there.
It's always another level. And this is by far the most complicated piece of machinery on earth that we call the human body.
Man.
And this is how we have our human experience. We're souls, we're pieces of God. And we come into this body as a vehicle. And the only way we can experience or have the experience that God wants us to have is through this body. But when it's tainted and you can't hear the things that God is saying to you, you can't see what God is trying to show you, you can't taste the life that God wants to have for you, you can't have the true experience that God had for you.
Mm.
And that's how I look at it. It's like, what does God want me to do? And how can I be of service to him? But I can't be of service to him if I can't hear him, I can't see him, I can't taste him. Because every apparatus through which I have this human experience is clogged up, is tainted, and full of toxins.
Bottom. I love and hate you at the same time.
Bro.
I mean, because you're speaking the truth. But I think a lot of us are not reaching our God potential and our God assignment because we're not being a good steward over the temple that he gave us.
Yeah, bro. I love our people so much, bro. and was so sick and was so brilliant at the same time. And as brilliant as we are and how we create culture and how the world looks to us to see what we're doing to determine what they're doing, I just think about what would we be if we were in our higher state?
Yes, sir.
You're saying, what would we be if we were eating like our ancestors?
Yes, sir.
And living like our ancestors? What would we be if that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's, you know, pretty much why I do what I do. And and it's my hope that at some point we're going to wake up and realize that as we were being carted over here on ships, and as we were being carted, we were putting okra seeds in our hair and corn in our hair because we understood the importance of food and agriculture.
Yeah.
I hope that we get back to that point and understand that the land is what gives us everything. It's what gives us our homes, our cars, paper. It gives us everything you want and desire out of life can come out of the land.
Gotcha.
And as soon as we can get back working connected with that, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't get connected with that until I bought the farm.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying? And started to spend time on the farm and go to sleep hearing crickets and wake up hearing birds.
Yeah.
And start to walk around barefooted again.
Yeah.
I didn't get connected again.
Yeah.
But now that I am, now I realize
what you got
that when they were telling us that we were savages because we were walking around barefooted, now they're saying grounding is healing to the body,
yeah.
Walking around barefooted. We got lost in the storm.
Man, listen, we are going to link Dr. Bobby's detox in the show notes. I want to highly encourage you to, one, get his detox. Number two, he has a podcast and a show where he's teaching all this in depth. And man, such a high quality show, beautiful conversation with even other great people of how they're going on with their journey. But he's teaching us even more. So we're going to link that in the show notes. What else you got that we can get some more of this content? Do you have a recipe book?
I do. I have a recipe book that's really good because I give all those recipes and the taste and the textures that we love. So I created recipes for that.
Okay.
I have a book, Vegetation Over Medication. It has over 2,000 reviews, 5-star reviews on Amazon.
Okay.
You can check that out on my website as well, too. I also wrote a book called Life is My Guru.
Yes.
To explain, you know, how you heal unresolved traumas, because I had to heal a lot.
Yes, sir.
And I'm hopeful that in sharing and being vulnerable and sharing my experience, that other people will be inspired to do the same, to heal their unresolved traumas as well, too, because that's what a lot of is happening in our community.
Dude, we're going to do it. So we're going to link, I'm going to link the website, but I specifically want to link the detox as well. I think this is going to start. And y'all, I'm going to be honest with you. The first 3 days is going to be rough, but I promise you it is worth every bit of it.
Yeah.
I felt differently. I'm going to do that thing at least once or twice a year, you know, and that's just me being honest. Especially into my 40s, because I believe there's so much more life ahead of me.
Yeah.
And I got to take that and steward that and cherish that. So we're going to link that. We're going to link his show, and we're also going to link all of his social media platforms as well. Check him out, you guys. He's dropping a lot of information. And I want you all to go subscribe to his show because what Dr. Bobby is doing is what we need. Let's just be honest. Like, let's not make any excuses. Let's be honest and let's go. And I like what he said earlier. And thank you for saying that. It was like, before you subtract, add.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying stop everything today. No, let's just follow his wisdom. And I commit, and I want y'all to hold me accountable, that I am going to do that. I'm going to start adding things to my plate and then eventually taking things away.
Yeah.
And so check this man out. Solid brother. Love him dearly. And I appreciate y'all for watching today's show. Dr. Bobby, thank you so much, man.
No, thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, man. We'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
Bless.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. you can earn 4x points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.